This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Stage is set for the vice presidential election today. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face India Bloc's candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. We have a report.
The vice president is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both houses of parliament. The election of the vice president is held by the system of proportional representation by means of the single transferable vote. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Members of the electoral college can vote according to their choice or wish and are not bound by any party whip. The value of every vote cast in the vice presidential election has the same value. The electorate for the vice presidential election this time is 781 and the majority mark is 391. The voting will begin at 10 a.m. and will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-affected areas of Punjab today to take stock of the situation. Mr. Modi is scheduled to tour Pathankot and Gurdaspur before proceeding to the flood-hit Himachal Pradesh. Talking to reporters, Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu said, the centre will release relief funds once the Punjab Chief Secretary submits a detailed report of the losses. In Himachal Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi will conduct an aerial survey of disaster-affected areas today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack on innocent civilians in Jerusalem. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India condemns terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and stands firm in its policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The Prime Minister extended his heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims and wished a speedy recovery to those injured. The sixth round of Foreign Office consultations between India and New Zealand was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides took stock of the full spectrum of bilateral relations, covering defence and security, trade and investment, education, agriculture, traditional medicine, climate change, sports and people-to-people linkages. During the meeting, they also assessed progress on MOUs and announcements made during the official visit of Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, to India in March this year. Both sides agreed to maintain regular high-level engagements and institutional mechanisms. The next round of consultations will be held in Wellington at a mutually convenient date. The Supreme Court has directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as a 12th document which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voter list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a standalone document for inclusion in the voters' list. However, the court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramagulam, and his spouse, Veena Ramagulam, will be on an 8-day visit to India starting today until the 16th of this month. During his visit, Prime Minister Ramagulam will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to further enhance strategic partnership. French Prime Minister François Bayrou has lost a confidence vote in Parliament, leaving him no choice but to resign from the role. Bayrou was the third politician appointed to the role in 12 months, as President Emmanuel Macron has repeatedly tried to stabilize his government. The loss will cause more problems for Macron, who now needs to find yet another Prime Minister. At least 19 people have been killed and over 340 were injured in Nepal after protests led by Gen Z demonstrators over government's ban on major social media platforms turned violent. The ban, which began on September 4th, blocks unregistered platforms like Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. And that is the end of this news bulletin.